broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use always continues now, live from Haven's Garden Restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen, havensgarden.org. We are in Lind, Minnesota. We are live. There is a cease and desist order on the door, but I'm going to keep talking, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Everybody's talking. Our goal to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property on your radio continues. This is the broadcast for January 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. And this is hour two of two. We are live from Haven Garden Restaurant, and I have Larvita McFarquhar. She is the owner of Haven's Garden Restaurant. Welcome back, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to meet you in person.
Nice meeting you, too.
Now, I want to know, who dances on this floor right here?
Everyone. You're next.
Not me. I don't dance.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Not happening. I'm telling you right now.
You are going to dance.
Let me just tell you something. Blind people don't dance.
Who told you that lie?
That blind people don't dance?
Yes.
Me.
Yep.
No. I'm the author of this lie. I believe in the truth
here.
Except for this.
Yep, no, you'll be dancing. You'll have fun.
So let me understand this, though. Mm-hmm. So you've got a dance hall mm-hmm. mixed with a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Food and dance always go together.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to me. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying cease and desist over there,
mm-hmm.
but they're pointing to an executive order, and the guy that issued the executive order is not in the legislative branch.
Mm-mm.
So to me, that's kind of a constitutional crisis when they were never elected to legislate. Shouldn't we be arresting them?
I totally agree with you, and we need the sheriffs that have the courage to stand up and do what's right.
All right. Is Larvita loud enough, Ben? I'm talking to my producer now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We'll wait and get an answer from Ben. Say again. Is Larvita loud enough? All right. Yeah, she's good, too. Wonderful. Thank you so much. So, Larvita, I just look at this, though, and I go, are you prohibited from food, but yet people can still come in and dance?
Truthfully, I have no idea what I'm prohibited from to them. I think everything's closed. My gymnastics and
but
dance.
But can't you roll in social distance?
Yep.
I mean, there's plenty of room in here.
Mm-hmm. I would like to tell you again, yesterday I was reading through the his mandates, unlawful, unconstitutional mandates that they have out there.
Yes.
And I followed the guidelines. There was nothing in there that I didn't do. He said, if there's something in this mandate that's you're supposed to follow the Constitution and that law, and that's what I've done. There's nothing that I've done in there that I didn't do. So what they're doing is totally unlawful.
So who do we need to talk to? Where do you go? Is the governor willing to sit down?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I wish I knew. I'm going to try to reach out. I asked a couple of friends, do you have the governor's phone number or Keith Ellison's number? And they said I could just call his office. So.
Uh-huh. What's the governor's name?
Walz. Tim Walz.
Tim Walz?
Mm-hmm.
And is Tim Walz going to come on down here with us and the sheriff and eat?
I wish. I hope so.
Because we could have the sheriff and me and you and Richard Mack and the governor, Tim Walz, we could all sit down in social distance
mm-hmm.
and talk about this.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
So far, they haven't been willing to do that?
No, not at all.
If I come, how far is it from Utah to Minnesota? 1,000 miles?
Mm-hmm.
More?
Yep.
If I can come on down, the sheriff could make a little bit of time, couldn't he?
Yes.
How about the governor? I think so, too.
I think so, that he's pushing out all these mandates and he's not seeing what's happening to the people. Maybe he has blinders on. I don't know.
And is this about you're a Trump supporter? Or is this about making a living? What is this about in your mind, one? And two, what do you think is in their mind?
In their mind, I think it's all about control.
Okay.
In my mind, it's they've overreached and are overreaching in the American people's lives, Minnesotans' lives, especially small businesses. But not only me, because we've all had the same mandate, stay in your house, don't go to church. That's when it really started for me, was the no going to church.
Now, you can go to a strip club, right?
Yes.
It's not church, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can go to a liquor store, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't come in here and drink. What did you give me, this incredible carrot apple? mm-hmm. blend.
Yes.
Homemade.
Yes.
Delicious as all get out.
Oh, thank you.
You can't have that, but I can go ahead and just get toasted and tie one on and get all hammered and then have to call the Uber.
Yep. Well, you saw That's what right. happened. He took away everything. You couldn't even exercise. You know, I have the gymnastics gym. Kids weren't allowed to exercise, relieve stress. Parents weren't allowed to do anything. So I'm just wondering.
But I got an idea. What if we relieve stress and we exercise and we eat well and everything else? We might not even be worried about the cocoa.
That sounds like a great idea. I can't imagine who would think of that.
Well, I could try to talk some sense into the sheriff.
I would love it.
What's his name, by the way?
Eric Wallen.
Eric Lallen?
Wallen.
Wallen.
Or Whalen.
Tim Wall and Eric Whalen?
Tim Walls.
Walls.
Mm-hmm.
W-A-L-L-S?
No, W-A-L-Z.
Oh, Walls.
Yes.
All right, Walls and Wall-less?
No. Whalen.
Whalen.
Wallen.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we really want these gentlemen to sit down at the table, the Liberty Roundtable for discussion. And we really want them to have a, well, the rock song says have a drink on me, but what we'll do is just have a little food on us. And then we'll talk about it and come up with maybe a solution that might let all parties succeed. What do you think of that idea?
I think it would be wonderful, and I think it's time.
Are you for social distancing?
In what way?
Well, they just want us to, you know, spread out a little bit and try to be safe.
Oh, I totally agree. If people want to social distance, they're more than welcome to social distance. I have my table set 6 feet apart. So, yeah, if they want a social distance, that's on them. Again, I'm not going to make their choices for them.
Well, you mean you don't want to just be a dictator in your own private property?
No.
You're inviting people to your restaurant and you're just saying, hey, we want to create a welcoming atmosphere. You're thinking that?
Exactly.
Well, I like that. That's what we ought to all do.
I mean,
if you follow
that.
The Prince of Peace, that's what we would do, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they were even bringing people through the roof to see him.
And he was healing lepers, right?
Yeah.
He was touching them, but he should have stayed 6 feet apart. But
Well, he should have been way further than 6 feet, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
And it's leprosy.
Yep.
But, you know, they even had people, you know, lower sick people through the roof, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just bringing that up because our nation's built on these Christian principles and this ideal of you know what, we serve one another, we kindly minister to one another, right?
Yes.
And I don't mean serve like a servant, like a slave kind of servant. I mean we willingly serve one another.
Yeah, servant heart.
Mm-hmm. As a society.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all be willing to serve us or serve each other as God's children would treat one another, as brothers and sisters.
I totally agree.
That's kind of how I look at it. Of course, I don't really maybe understand the repercussions from a scientific point of view. See, isn't that what they try to do, though? They just,
yes.
You know what, you don't know, you better listen to us. And that's really the problem that I have with this mentality, is that listen to them, they're the ones that change their mind every other day. Look, Fauci said no masks in the beginning. And then he got caught saying no masks, and he said, well, I lied. Why'd you lie? Well, because I didn't want all the medical personnel to not get masks because you might be wearing one. And now they're telling me to wear three, Larita. I'm just going, well, I mean, if three's good, wouldn't four be better?
I agree.
And then I kind of go, why should I have three bad masks when I could get one good mask? Well, no, you can't get the good mask there for medical personnel. Wasn't that what you told me about the original masks? You know, I mean, I just feel like I'm an idiot. And I don't understand. I'm never keeping up. Now, I also know that they're working on global warming, Joe and crew. And when I go outside, it's super cold around here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this would just warm up pretty soon?
Yes.
Now, what's it like in the summer here? Is it nice?
It's beautiful. Well, we do have the humidity and the mosquitoes, but besides that, we have the lakes.
Do you like the mosquitoes?
I love them.
What?
No, of course not.
Do you like the humidity?
No, not really.
What brought you to Minnesota?
Well, I moved here with my mom when I was four.
When you were four. Okay, so you're pretty much raised here.
Yep.
And do you like it here?
I have my days.
Are you going to stay here?
As of right now, I don't
know. Or are you
know.
Just going to say, you tyrannical thugs, go fly a kite, I'm out?
That's where I'm at.
For reals?
For real.
Because I bring this up because I think that people are doing that. I mean, Rush Limbaugh left New York. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck left New York. Donald Trump's leaving New York, right?
Our friends who are leaving Minnesota, who's closing down their business because the governor went after him.
And he's just saying, I've just had enough.
Yeah.
Now, I know after the riot, some of these other places too, some people are sick of the other towns. Where are you going to go?
I have no idea.
Utah's a beautiful place.
Yes, I've been there.
Did you like it?
I did. It was beautiful.
We don't have humidity.
Hmm.
We don't have a lot of mosquitoes. We do have all four seasons.
Ooh, it's getting sounding even better.
We have a very family friendly.
And you have the mountains? Yeah.
The only problem is we have Mitt Romney.
We can get rid of him, though. That's
now, what
easy.
If Larvita runs against Mitt? What do you think? Sheriff Mack, what do you think of that? Larvita could run against Mitt if Trump won't do it.
I think you should run.
Me?
Yeah.
I could never run for politics.
Why? Too truthful?
Well, first off, yeah. I mean, the first thing I'd say is I'd just be honest and they'd just be like, oh, we can't have you. They'd be like, what are you going to give us from the Treasury? What are you going to give? And I'd say, you don't deserve anything. What are you, a socialist? And they'd go, you're an enemy of the people, aren't you? I'd be like, no. I'm a liberty-loving American that wants to stand by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You're one of those right-wing extremists, aren't you? You know, and what I mean is it would just go nowhere.
Yep.
I belong as a talk show host, and I belong making sure that we do our very best to promote good people and that we call bad people to account. That's what I do.
Very true.
You know, and I'm a little too candid for politician stuff. Mm-hmm. Plus, my wife would kill me if I ran for office. She'd say, uh-uh.
Well, you're really good at what you do, so we need you.
Well, talk show host stuff I love. You want to know why I like it so much?
Why?
Because I get to learn about people and their lives and what makes them tick. And I get to learn about any subject on the planet I want. Oh. If I want to learn about a new subject, all I got to do is get a great guest, somebody who knows, who's forgot more about it than I'll ever know probably, mm-hmm. and just talk to them and learn and learn and learn. It's just incredible. That's why I like being a talk show host. I also like to advocate for the sacred cause to which we're always engaged. We are live from Haven's Garden Restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Haven's Garden Restaurant on your radio, Sam Bushman. The good Sheriff Richard Mack's running around here. In fact, Sheriff Mack's going to try to get a hold of the sheriff. Somebody said we ought to call the sheriff on air. And we could do that, but we're trying to be mild. We're not trying to cause havoc. We're not trying to stir up trouble. We are trying to really have open discussions about America, about how do we keep this nation open? How do we make everybody happy? You know what? The pandemic folks that are panicking. They have a lot of fear and no faith kind of an idea. And how do we make them happy? But at the same time, how do we remain open and support ourselves? Right. There's a big to do about this discussion. And we want to sit down with the sheriff. What's this county called? Say it again. You can come on the radio. Pick that up. There you go. Come on.
It's Lyon County.
Spell it.
L-Y-O-N.
Lyon, it's not Lynn. Nope.
Well, this is Lynn, the city of Lynn.
All right, but that's Lyon County.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn in Lyon County. All right, and I just want to know, you know, how many people have died in the city of Lynn or the town of Lynn or the, what is it? Is it a town?
Yes.
Is it a village?
It feels like a village, but yes, I think it's a town.
It's a town. Mm-hmm. All right. How many people have died from the COVID in this town?
None that I know of. Doesn't mean there hasn't been, but none that I know of.
But the numbers aren't significant. A whole town would be wiped out. I'd be able to buy a ghost town, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I bring this up because it's an important question to talk to the sheriff about, saying, you know, how many people have really died? And if we're willing to have social distancing by choice, if we're willing to let people wear masks by choice, and you know what, people come in, why can't they exercise and dance and eat? I would use the word responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why
yes.
not?
Yeah, I don't know.
And if he says, because the governor says no, then I'd say, does the governor have a law? Well, yeah, by executive order. Well, that's the wrong branch of government, Sheriff. Okay, if I want to be the sheriff, then I'm just going to say everybody can walk into the restaurant. Well, Sam, you can't be sheriff. Nobody elected you. Right, and no one elected the governor to legislate either.
Exactly.
Okay, are we going to be a nation of laws and checks and balances, or are we not? And if you say, well, we're going to pick and choose, we're going to let some people be dictators but not others.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say, but you're going to be mad if people raise an army to take you on then?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not suggesting we should do that. I'm making a point. And the point is, the constitutional republic that we have is designed to have peaceful remedies, peaceful solutions for the discussions that we have and the problems we face, right? And if we're going to remain peaceful, it's going to require that we obey those fundamental checks and balances. And Sheriff, you have been elected by the people of
Lyon County.
Lyon County to protect the people and uphold the law. And if the governor is acting, pardon the pun, out of order with an executive order, then I order you to order him to stop.
I agree.
When I say I mean we the people. I don't mean Sam Bushman. Mm-hmm. But we the people need to tell the sheriff that needs to stop. You work for us. We elected you. And we elected you to protect us and to keep the peace. And it's not very peaceful when people are shutting down restaurants, when people need to make a living. That's not very peaceful. In fact, why don't we have an era of uniting as Joe Biden wants? Why don't we unite and say, look, we have got to allow people to make a living. If we can't unite on that, what can we unite on? I leave a little bit of silence to ponder the question and say, you know what? These are not light matters. These are weighty matters for us to discuss. And what I don't want to do is be discussing these 2 years down the road when everybody's left Minnesota or everybody's businesses are shut down, because it's a little bit like a day late and a dollar short then, right?
Exactly.
All right, so Larvita, what are you going to do? Are you just going to stay open and they're going to haul you off to jail? Is that what we're going to do?
I'm staying open.
What you're staying
they do
open?
Beyond that is up to them. I'm not closing.
And we think putting good, honest, hardworking Americans in jail like Larvita is going to solve anything? Or is that just going to create more angst and more anger and more frustration and less trust? See, these are really the discussions that we need to have. And I would invite the sheriff not only to come down and break bread with us and discuss it privately, but I'd like to invite him to our public event tonight. If he wants to roll in with a mask on, by all means, Sheriff. Put your mask on and roll down, sir. But I want to discuss these principles, these sacred principles to which the greatest country on the face of the earth has held sacred for so long, that now we seem to be jettisoning with reckless abandon. Why are we doing that? What do we think is at the end of that rainbow is what I would ask. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, there's nothing but heartache and mistrust and confusion and dishonor and failure at the end of that rainbow. What's at the end of the rainbow if we promote God, family, and country? Mm. If we protect life, liberty, and property? And the answer is the greatest country on the face of the earth with the greatest economic engine ever created, ever known to man, is at the end of that rainbow. It has been, and the history is in the proof. Or the proof is in the history, I should say, right? Okay, Larvita, if you leave, Minnesota, I submit to you, has had a great loss. Now, don't get me wrong. We'd love you to move to Utah and run against Mitt Romney. But I, what I'm saying, though, is what a sad tale to tell when we drive out the good. Pretty soon you're going to be left with just the afraid people on the sidelines and the bad. That's all you're going to have, right?
Yep.
How dumb am I? All right. Tell me what your daughters think of all this. I want to get your daughters on the radio. Are they willing to come on the radio?
Probably not.
No?
I tried to tell them they're supposed to be on their way, but...
Do you think I can convince them?
We can try. We can try.
Yeah, do you think I can convince them, though, Rita?
Maybe.
I'm pretty convincing kind of guy.
Are you?
I hope. I can try.
We'll see what happens.
I don't want to be too cocky, but I can work on it.
Might be able to get one.
One?
Maybe two. I don't know. We'll see. They're not here, but we'll try.
There's, five of you? Mom and four daughters?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys all have, you've raised your children all in Minnesota as well?
No.
No.
We just moved back to Minnesota 5 years ago to start this.
And you were where?
In Virginia.
Do you like Virginia better?
No. I mean, I miss the small town. We're in a pretty big city. And so I wanted to come home and be with my neighbors and my friends and
family.
Okay,
so to you it's coming back.
Yeah.
Your daughters, though, grew up in Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Do they like it here better?
Yes and no. They've made a lot of friends, so they love that.
That's what small towns do, Larvita.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it brings out the best in people. It brings out the wave at your neighbor. It brings out knowing the people around you. It brings out all those things that America, in my opinion, holds up as the blessing of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bigger city you get, the less accountable people become.
Yes.
Which is sad but true. All right, so what are people going to be eating today? Is it your normal menu? Do you have specials? What do you got going on?
Today, we're actually technically not open till the evening, but for you guys, we are going to be having French toast and waffles, eggs, sausages, and O'Brien. I don't know if you know what those are, like hash browns with green peppers and onions. And
well, I love hash browns. You call them O'Briens?
Well, it's sort of, yes. It's a little bit different than regular hash
browns. Tell me what that means.
So they're cut in like cubes, and then it has onions and peppers inside it, and it's
so
all sauteed
together.
So it's
just, all you got to do is forget O'Briens and forget hash browns and just say pure deliciousness. Right?
Yes.
And that just sounds delicious. I love the vegetable. Now, Haven's Garden is a very unique restaurant in that it provides healthy foods and alternatives, right?
Yes.
It's not just everything.
Right.
And I bring that up, though, because I kind of would like to ask the sheriff, if people are able to get good quality food to strengthen their immune systems, is that positive or negative on a cocoa point of view? You're thinking it'd be positive, right? Eating good food and stuff? But yet they want to shut everybody down. Everybody have to eat Crustables, or what are those things called? Uncrustables? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay, people would be eating that stuff instead. And we think they're going to be healthier doing that? See, I think not. I don't think that works like that. I think the better, more healthy food we can put in our bodies, the better off we are. Food and exercise delivered here is what the sign outside should say. And the governor, has he ever eaten here?
No.
We got to make that happen, too. Get the governor to eat. I bet you if he eats here, he might change his mind, huh?
Hopefully.
He'd be like, because right at the start, Richard said, I'm going to test the food.
Mm-hmm.
As the sheriff, if the food's good, I'm going to keep it open. You know, a little bit of a joke, but, you know.
Well, that I could understand.
You say to a way to a man's heart through his belly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Feed him well and he love you forever, right? Kind of an idea. So that's important. All right. what does the city council say? Is there a city council in this town? Or a town council or whatever?
Yes, there's a town council.
How many people are on it?
Let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. About 7, I believe.
Wow, it's massive. And are they standing up?
I don't really know where they stand.
What if we call them and ask them?
Well, they only meet once a month.
We can call them up by name, can't we?
Oh, we could, yeah.
All right, we got to do that. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You-
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gas line carrying liquid nitrogen ruptured at a poultry processing plant in Georgia on Thursday morning, killing 6 people and injuring 11 others. It happened Thursday morning at Foundation Food Group plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Witnesses say there was no explosion and appears that nitrogen merely overtook oxygen levels. A Navy warship docked in San Diego is contending with a COVID-19 outbreak. Officials confirmed that some members aboard the USS Chaffee, which arrived in San Diego from Hawaii last weekend, have tested positive for the virus. 41 of the ship's 350 crew members are in quarantine with either a positive diagnosis or possible exposure. None have been hospitalized. In-person classes in Chicago for pre-kindergarten and special education students were canceled again on Thursday as labor disputes between teachers and school officials over the district's COVID-19 safety plan remains unresolved. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Birth rates in America are dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We have some sad news to report. Cicely Tyson has died.
First of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck. All things are possible. Only believe.
Cicely on Steve Harvey's TV show talking about receiving the Medal of Freedom honor from President Obama. USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live on your radio, black actress passed away, if you didn't hear. What's her name?
Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson. Our prayers are with her and her family. What a sad tale. You know, I know dying is part of this life and everything, and as Christians, we believe there's life after this life. We believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, so that's wonderful. But I'm just saying it's hard for people and families, and the loss of a loved one is never fun. So our prayers are with their family, and anyway, what a sad tale to tell. But I guess she was in Roots and all kinds of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, enough of that. But Larvita, you were also, a high school coach?
I was the high school head gymnastics coach.
And what happened?
They fired me. Or I should say they wouldn't renew my contract because I wouldn't wear a mask. But it wasn't only me. My daughters, my oldest two daughters, were also the assistant coaches. And they fired them too. So, yeah.
No mask, no jobby. Huh?
Yep. So much for executive orders to follow because I had an exemption and I gave the school has those exemptions, but you know, they get to again pick and choose what part of the law mandates, because they're not laws, they want to pick.
Now, since you grew up here, how does that work? Are these people that you've known for a long time?
Yeah, it's pretty sad because who I love, Mr. Swope, he's on the school board, was my principal in.
When you were a little kid?
Mm-hmm. And then...
And he's also the principal now when you're...
No, he's just on the school board.
Okay, he's on the school board. And so now you're a grown woman. Mm-hmm. Coming back, he knows you from forever. Mm-hmm. And what does he say now?
Well, the more I thought about it, my friend just asked me yesterday. That's why this is so crazy. And Mr. Chapman, him and his daughter and I used to dance together. But they all voted unanimously to let me go, so... No one said anything.
And I don't know if it's really pressure from the inside and they just had to go along to get along, or if they really feel that way. It's very hard to determine people's intentions, right?
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it's a sad tale to tell. Is it hard to be around town now?
Is everybody
like, oh, man, here comes Larvita. Holy crap. I don't know.
I think so, probably.
I mean, do you feel that way? Does it feel like that? Or are people kind and respectful?
They're still kind and respectful, but it's. Okay. I said I've never felt such racism in my life compared to this, like going any place without a mask on, even in Marshall.
Racism?
Like, yeah. I call this racism.
What do you mean?
I'm being discriminated against because they can't and won't wear a mask, even though I have a doctor's exemption.
All right, so we're not talking about black-white racism.
Oh, no, never that. Nope.
We're talking about racism in that, hey, if you're the race that wants to have the mask God gave you.
Exactly.
That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a man-made mask now.
Yep.
See, because I always look at people and say, how do you like my mask? And they look at me and they're like, what? Kind of like you don't have one. I say, God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gave me your mask, I'd look like you.
Mm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that how it is?
Exactly.
All right. So when you walk around town, are you polite to everybody too, or are you kind of mad at these people?
No, I'm not mad at them.
You're not. You're not just like you're the sucker that voted me off the survivorship of the school coaching, and now I'm mad.
No, nope? Not at all.
All right. So you're still kind and respectful, and you just realize it's a casualty of the situation or system, not necessarily individuals per se.
Yes and no. I mean, in the beginning, I was like that. You know, I would make excuses. I tend to do that sometimes. You know, just thinking this is their job. But
yeah, and you want to defend people that you've known mm-hmm. forever because you think they're good people. And in your mind, it's hard to deal with the disappointments, right?
Yeah. But then I realize it's not just a job. They're supposed to do the right thing. And that's what they're called for. They're up there leading our children, leading the school. In which direction are we going to take them? Are we going to teach our kids to be cowards and to back down, or to stand up and fight for our country and what we believe in? I thought that's what they were teaching me. I thought that's what we were supposed to be teaching our children.
Well, it's supposed to be in theory,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be the ideal. It's like, on the 4th of July, let me explain something. You're supposed to wave the flag, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the next 4th of July, you're supposed to wave the flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is, to some of these people, they've never really had to deal with the tough decisions of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Liberty's not free. Liberty has a very high cost to it. And it means that we all stand up or we suffer together. It means that we cannot capitulate in the key moments. It's one thing to be a sunshine patriot and wave the flag on the 4th of July. That's one thing, and those are good things. But it's not enough to be a vanguard of liberty. It's not enough. You've got to stand up when the times are tough, when people's rights are being violated, or when people are unfairly dealt with, when there's not justice in the system. Then just people must come to the rescue. Mm-hmm. That's the genius of America, right?
Yes.
All right. What about other people then? Are your friends split on this too?
Oh, yes.
In other words, you've had friends growing up your whole life, and you know, you were, I assume, in dance and some of these things as a youngster too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you grow up and you're the dance coach. So really, I mean, you pretty much know everybody here.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying, obviously, you know some people better than others, but mm-hmm. hey, if there's a town of 440-something people, you know, and have seen, and if you've grew up here, you know everybody.
Yeah. But it's more the town of Marshall, which is 5 minutes away from here. That's where the school was. That's where I was coaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is it just split 50-50, or how many people support, are most people against you?
That's a tough question. Yes and no. I get a lot of people undercover who will say stuff to me, like I'll go through the checkouts. You know, the people are, you know, working behind the counters, they'll be like, I'm whispering, sorry, I follow you on Facebook and I support you. But then I have the other ones who are my friends, you know, they're more vocal about not agreeing with me and stuff like that.
And what do they think? They think you should just, will they help? Like if you create a GoFundMe, will they donate every month so you can feed your family?
Yeah, right. No, that's the point. That's what's funny to me too. They don't.
Because I really want these people to deal with reality, though.
Yeah, they
if
don't.
Larvita doesn't do this, and she doesn't coach, and she doesn't have a dance studio, and she doesn't have a restaurant, what does Larvita do? How does Larvita pay the bills and stuff? This is something you can't just escape and pretend we don't have to discuss. Right? You got to discuss this. This is reality. At some point, the bill's going to come, and you either have your lights on, or they turn them off, right? This is not something we can put off forever. It's not something we can avoid. Are they just saying, wait for Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're saying? It's like, wait on Joe Biden. He'll vote you a largesse from the Treasury, and you'll just get a check every month. Is that what they say? Or do they just not really discuss it to the degree that I'm digging in?
They don't even discuss it to that degree. They just live their lives, and it doesn't affect them.
Because you could just go to some of these people and just say, I'm moving in. I don't have a house anymore because the thugs took it from me, so I'm just moving in. Is that cool?
Yes.
You could just squat at the park. Mm-hmm. Wait, it's too cold out there. You can't do that. You have to wait till summer. When does it get warm around here anyway?
Well, we get some fake warm days in April, May. So
fake warm days in April and May?
Maybe February. As long as the sun is shining, we think it's warm, so we're good.
Yeah, I get that. Because in Utah, we're like that. It's 40 degrees outside, and we got shorts on. I understand. Especially when you get a good, nice, sunny day. The cold isn't near as cold as it seems or feels, right? Mm-hmm. It's 25 degrees outside now, so it's not too bad, right?
No. This is beautiful weather for Minnesota.
Especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Is it usually minus?
Yeah. It's January. It's usually minus.
Wow. All right. Well, you'll have to come to Utah and spend some time with us.
I would love to.
You want to do it?
Yep.
All right, we're going to make it happen.
Okay.
And the good sheriff's going to have to come to Utah, too. We're trying to get the sheriff to move to Utah, but he's sticking in Arizona.
He's trying to get all the good people to move there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very family-oriented place. It's too liberal, though. We got a bunch of, we got Romney there. That I don't even need to say anymore, right?
No, not at all.
All right. What else can we as a people do to help you? Obviously, money for attorneys matter, right? Where you at on the GoFundMe? Use a different service than GoFundMe, right?
Give, send, go.
Give, send, go. And just type in Larvita. I'm convinced that name is so unique. It's a great name, but it's a unique name to where if you just GoFundMe.
Give, send, go.
Oh, give, send, go. Wow, I don't know why I'm... Give, send, go. And then just type in Larvita. L-A-R-V...
I-T-A.
I-T-A. And how much have you raised so far?
40,000.
You need like 400,000, huh?
I don't know. My lawyer just told me yesterday we need to raise it because we don't know what the governor's doing. We don't know. I don't even know. I don't have any words. I don't know what we have to do. Sadly, sad to say, I don't.
Sadly, it's become just a day by day deal, huh?
Yes, very much so.
Do you think that they're going to come in and do a raid?
Sorry. On what would they? I don't know.
Well, they'd just come and raid and shut down your business, change the locks, and kick you out. And...
They could. I thought about that in the beginning. I haven't thought about it much lately. But, you know, the sad part is, again, people don't realize the governor has opened up the state to 50% for restaurants now. But yet she's still fining me. And so.
For what?
Exactly.
Because I'm telling you right now, the 50%, there's not very many of us in here right now.
Right. Exactly.
And the reason that there's not primarily is because it's not your normal hours.
Right.
So people need to understand that as well. It's just my show is in the hours that aren't typically hours for your restaurant.
Right.
You know, the finer restaurants do that, though. A lot of the finer the restaurant, the more they have less or restricted hours, right? Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? The nicer the restaurant, they're open for lunch, and then they're open for dinner. Sometimes they're only open for dinners and stuff like that. So you're following the... That. Well, why? I just don't understand then why fine you if you can be 50% open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe everybody else can be 50% open because they complied and you wouldn't comply and therefore you're just in the doghouse forever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's about?
Well, I believe so because, you know, they're trying to take my license again, even though my Southwest Health and Human Services gave me my license back. They voted unanimously. And the Minnesota Health Department came in and said, no, we supersede them. And I said, but the
why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Live and on your radio, time flies when you're having fun. We don't even have much time. Larvita McFarquhar with me. We're talking about Harvin's Gate. Wow. Haven's Garden Restaurant, ladies and gentlemen. Havensgarden.org. And we are going to be live tonight. I, Sam Bushman, am going to speak for a little bit. Good Sheriff Richard Max is going to speak as well. We're going to have a lot of fun and festivities, I'll tell you that right now. And if you want to watch the proceedings, you can do so on YouTube, right, Larvita?
Yes. Please go to Larvita M on YouTube and subscribe.
We need enough subscribers because they have all these restrictions and everything else. And if you get enough subscribers, then they're like, you're for real. And if you become too for real, then they want to shut you down. But you can be for real enough if you have 1,000 people, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, Facebook shut down Larvita primarily because she was peacefully exercising her First Amendment rights. And they don't like that, I guess. So that's kind of a problem. And I find that interesting because, again, I don't really, as I look around, I don't really understand what Larvita's doing wrong. Like, what laws has she broken? What is the cause of all this? And I don't really understand. I know they'd say, well, she's been told to cease and desist because of an executive order of the governor of the state of Minnesota. I understand all that, but I don't understand the core. I don't understand, what is she doing wrong? Why must she cease and desist? Well, because she's not social distancing. Well, in this town, you're social distancing by very nature. It's tiny. Okay, well, she's not wearing masks. There's no law that's been legislatively driven that's passed the state legislative body in the state of Minnesota to wear a mask, is there?
Well, our governor is trying to push that through right now.
I know, but he's not in the legislative branch. We've been over this, and I really think this is important to highlight again. All right, so we're going to meet tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. What, gates open or doors open at 5?
Yes.
And you just got to pass the cease and desist sign on your way in. Take a photo of that dude, put it up on social media, spread the word, and they'll probably shut down your account too. You'll be rewarded handsomely for your efforts. Nevertheless, though, we're going to gather, we're going to talk, we're going to eat, and then we're going to speak, and we're going to learn about the sacred cause of liberty together. We're going to encourage one another. Did you know courage is contagious?
Yes.
It's kind of a cool idea, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's happening. And then we're going to eventually load up a truck. Larvita's going to move to Utah.
Woo-hoo!
Her four daughters are going to protest at first. But over time, they're going to love it.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, we will keep working on getting a hold of the sheriff. I do want to get a hold of the town council, though, because I do want to have them. What we need to do is put these people on record. Okay, we need their stance public to where people can know, because a lot of those people that are whispering, Larvita, we support you, they will vote. And I want to know which town's council people, you know what, stand for your rights and those who don't. And I want to vote out those who don't and peacefully put those who would uphold your rights in positions of, some would say authority, I would say service. Right? That's what we need more of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I've went to dinner with Larvita last night, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I had delicious soup. What's that place called?
The Hitching Post.
The Hitching Post. I went to the Hitching Post. And I didn't hitch up anything because Richard Mack drives a truck. But I went there and it was delicious. I had the potato soup. It was a baked potato soup. It was delicious.
Yep. Their food is really good.
I had that in a Caesar salad. It was excellent. Anyway, but we were talking and I was learning about some of the people that are surrounding Larvita right now. And I'll leave some of them nameless, but, you know, some of them were on the radio with us before, talking about their stand at the Capitol and how peaceful it really was. And, you know, they're testifying from the ground, different from what you hear from the mainstream press, by the way. But I have talked to a lot of these people, and the people surrounding Larvita are starting to come from far and wide places, aren't they, Larvita?
Yes, they are.
Is that shocking to you a little bit?
Very much so. Very much so.
This is America, sister. Why would it shock you that people would stand together?
I think it's just heartwarming, you know, that they actually take action, and instead of just saying something that they support me, but they're actually showing by doing and coming down and being here. I had put out a cry, a war cry, I guess, saying that I needed support.
Peaceful war cry, right?
Exactly. And they came in droves, calling and coming here, and just to see the love that I've received is amazing. So,
and I bring this up because I was kind of questioning some of these people last night, and I was saying, "You're telling me you drive 2 hours every week or whatever to be to spend time with Larvita and to help her cause?" And they're like, "Yes, yes." And I'm just like, "Really?" And Larvita's like, "What? You don't think I'm worth it?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that the mainstream press wants you to believe that none of us get along. That because I'm a male and you're a female, we can't get along. Because I'm white, you're black, we can't get along. Because this and that, I don't know what other reasons they even make up. It's a waste of time discussing them too much. But there's just no camaraderie here at all, or no uniting of the people. But I'm saying that when I hear that in the press, it doesn't ring true to me. But when I get in the towns and cities and counties of America, I see people standing together in ways that are just impressive. And so that's why I was kind of querying these people and asking, you really come and do this? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And why? And they say, because to us, it's like a big family.
Yes.
To us, we're working together.
Yes.
Some of them are white. Some of them are black. Some of them are, it doesn't even matter.
Nope.
Some of them come from completely different working backgrounds or family situations. Or, I mean, the people coming together is as varied as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. But their fundamental ideology, which is God, family, and country, is very similar indeed. Their desire to work together and help one another and do things together is strong. And so I was bringing that up last night because it really just impresses me. When you get on the ground in America, it's an impressive place. Mm-hmm. And I think that we need to teach people that. We need to make sure that people are aware of that. Because like I say, courage is contagious. People will begin to understand, right? People will begin to resonate with that. And the more of us that stand up or advocate for this, then others start to get a little more courage. They're like, you know what? You're right. You're right, Larvita. You do have a right to. I'm going to. And people start to really get involved. And people start to really take it to heart. And some of the people that are closet supporters become public supporters. And some people that are, you know, maybe not usually willing to speak out, you know, they're sisters related to the sheriff. And so now they get a chance to say, you know, sheriff, we really need to kind of work on this. I know that it's a tough position you're in, but I also know that we've got to kind of roll this back. And that's how the conversations happen. That's how America works. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that's the key to our success is our greater numbers. And we're out there. We just got to bust out and get the courage. We just got to. And we were talking last night, too, about the Lion and the Wizard of Oz. What was that other version, a black version of the Wizard of Oz?
The Wiz.
The Wiz. Mm-hmm. I was learning about the Wiz last night as well, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you laughing? I think that's cool. I want to learn about it.
Yep.
Anyway, and I was saying how my son played the, by the way, the guy that's running the boards for me right now, the producer, he's the one that was the Lion and the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway. And so, anyway, Larvita was telling me about her family and plays and how they're so involved in the community and different things. And I just think, wow, I want people like that in my community. I want patriots that get the sacred cause of liberty and who stand for their rights, but who are peaceful and who want all things good around me. That's what I want. I want good people to be good. I want to make popular that which is good, and I want to make unpopular that which is bad. So if you could speak to the whole world, Larvita, what would you tell them about your experiences with this whole thing? Is it going to be worth it if they throw you in jail or if they raid your restaurant and shut you down by force? Is it going to be worth it?
To who? Not to me and not to the government. Or do you mean like taking, I don't understand, I guess.
I mean, is it worth the cause? Or?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why are you so passionate? Why don't you just roll over? And I don't mean to be flippant about this or mocking in any way. What I really want to do is get at the heart of what makes you tick? What makes this drive for you? Why say this is the line in the sand? Why say this is the hill to die on if you must?
I think the truth is it didn't even seem, you know, we've been talking about courage. It didn't seem like it was courageous to do any of these things. It just seems like this is what we were supposed to do. There was no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I didn't even think about it. You just know what is right and what is wrong. And to me, you just do what's right, period, at all times. That's what Yahweh God tells us to do. And it doesn't matter if it's the government coming after you. It doesn't matter what it is. We're supposed to stand on the truth. We're supposed to stand on His word. And if the word, if people, the government doesn't align with that word, you don't bow down and just do what they tell you to do. So for me, it was never, even now, it doesn't, I don't think this is courageous. I just feel, I think that's why it's so hard for me, because I just feel everyone should be doing this. I guess I can see why they're not, when I've seen what they, again, I tell you, you know, it started with the church for me. How could you say we can't worship? How do we, you know, that's what we've been taught our whole lives, that we're free, that we have the right to worship our God, Yahweh, any way we want. And that, people, the government thought they could take that away from us. I was just in shock, and I didn't know it was going to be something that would turn into this. I just thought, no, I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to blindly follow our government. That's not what they're there for.
Ladies and gentlemen, her innocence is impressive as well. It's kind of like the girl that they sing about in country song after country song. She's so beautiful, she doesn't even know it, right? Everybody knows but her. And it's kind of like that with Larvita. Everybody knows how courageous her stand is, but it's lost on her. Not because she's not smart to understand it, but because it's so fundamental in her heart and in her soul that it's like, I don't really consider this courageous. This is just who I am and what I do. And that makes it all the more impressive. That makes it all the more worthy of the stand, worthy of the cause. Because we as Americans shouldn't do it for political purposes or for fame and fortune or any of that. We should do it for the right reasons. We should do it for the fundamental core reasons of its. This is really simple. It's the right, and we should do that. When it's the wrong, we should not, I say again, should not do that. And so this is the core of what we're talking about and the core of what we really need to focus on with the sheriff. Does Larvita have the right to do what she really thinks is best? And if Larvita does not, is this the dam breaking? Where eventually nobody will be able to do what they think is right. Because if we can shut down over the coronavirus or shut down over the, what will be next? What crisis will create next to where I can't? Well, Sam, you can't broadcast because, you know what? You can't this because, you can't that, to where, when is it going to end? Where is the line going to be drawn? And if we don't draw it now, when will we draw it? If we don't discuss it now, when will we discuss it? If we don't unite around the principles of liberty, when will we? And if we lose it line by line, little by little by, where will our children and grandchildren be? See, I'm 53, and give me 20, 30, 40 years, I'll be out, right? But you know what? What about my children? My beautiful daughter over there, your beautiful daughters, Larvita. What about the world they inherit? And at least we can go down saying, hey, we've done our very best to give you not only what we've had, but something better. Exactly. Isn't that what all parents do?
Yes.
Well, by the heavens and by the earth and by all things holy, that's what we intend to do, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio. We'll put this in the archives, and we'd like everybody to spread the word, would you please. Havensgarden.org is the website. Larvita M, as in Mary, or McFarclore, is the name you need to look for on YouTube for tonight. Larvita M. And watch the YouTube proceedings of our event tonight. I'll be speaking, the good sheriff will be speaking, great entertainment, food and festivities, and we declare this nation shall endure.